Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. VeggieTales.
On TV.
VeggieTales. It's time for VeggieTales.
Can you throw that thing in the washer?
No. Dry clean only.
Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On the telly.
Oh, that's what they say in England.
On the telly.
Yes, well, that's fun stuff.
Top of the morning.
I wonder where our letter is.
Spot on.
What? Oh.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
I say, good show.
What's up with him?
He's being British today. Got the letter?
Yep, I'll just stick it through the mail slot.
Oh, you really don't need to do that.
I insist.
Brilliant!
Good luck with Prince Charles.
Toodles!
Let's see. Dear Bob and Larry, I am very small. I can't reach things. When I play soccer, I can hardly kick the ball. Will I ever be able to do anything big? Jacob, South Carolina. Well, Jacob...
Fear not! Help has arrived!
Huh? Oh, hi, Pa.
I got just the film for Jacob. It'll have him right as rain in no time. Watch this, little fella.
Oh, dear.
Big like me. I used to be small like you. But then my parents started feeding me corn, and I grew. Sure, I went through an awkward stage. Here I am at my senior prom. But I kept eating corn, and I kept growing. And look at me now. I'm huge. 15 feet tall, 1,200 pounds. And you can grow, too, if you eat more corn.
That ought to do it.
Spot on.
Spot on? That isn't what Jacob needs. Here, Jacob, watch this.
Now, Dave lived in a land called Israel a long, long time ago. So long ago that there weren't any cars or telephones or vacuum cleaners or anything. There were mostly just sheep, especially around Dave's house, because Dave was a shepherd. No, that's not him. That's one of his brothers. Nope, another brother. Another brother. Dave had a lot of brothers. Aha, there he is. No, not the sheep. He's behind the sheep. Shoo there, Fluffy.
Hi, I'm Dave. I have a lot of brothers.
Yep, 7 to be exact. Now, Dave and his brothers spent most of their time in the fields taking care of their sheep, which could be hard work because their sheep had an unusual problem.
They tip over. Oh, look, there goes one now.
But Dave had an even bigger problem. You see, of all the brothers, he was the smallest.
That's right. Everybody's bigger than I am.
And sometimes his big brothers would pick on him.
Oh, Dave, one of my sheep fell over. Would you come pick it up for me?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Do you remember the time we dipped you in tar and stuck you to the backside of an angry water buffalo?
I'll be right there.
Hey, Dave, one of my sheep fell too.
Just a minute.
All of my sheep fell over. Dave.
Oh, Dave, after you pick up our sheep, could you run and get me a bite to eat? I'm famished.
Oh, yeah, me too. Get me something, too.
You know, sometimes I think I could eat a whole camel.
Oh, yeah? Well, sometimes I think I could eat a whole spaceship.
What's a spaceship?
I have no idea.
That's how things had pretty much always been for Dave. Nothing really exciting happened around there until one day when their dad Jesse came running out with some horrible news.
Whoa. Dave,
Can you pick those up? Oh, boys! I got horrible news! The Philistines are attacking!
The lima beans are, lacking?
The nectarines are quacking?
One more time, please, and let's work on our enunciation.
The Philistines are attacking!
Bob, what are the Philippines?
The Philippines are a group of islands off the coast of Southeast Asia, but that's not important now. The Philistines were people who hated Israel. They wanted to take Israel's land and make the Israelites their slaves, so they'd have to do whatever the Philistines told them to do.
Oh, that's bad.
You're right. So the Israelites needed to protect themselves.
We need to protect ourselves, but how?
King Saul is putting together an army to stop the Philistines. He needs your help. You must help save Israel.
We must help save Israel.
Hey, Dave. Where do you think you're going?
I must help save Israel.
It's very nice that you want to help, but saving a country is a big thing. You're a little guy. Big people do big things, and little people do little things. So, stay with the sheep.
They're big. I'm little. They go, I twiddle. Why can't little guys do big things too?
By the time Dave's brothers arrived at King Saul's camp, battle lines had been drawn between the Philistines and the Israelites. And, as was the custom in their day, the armies lined up and yelled at each other.
Hello, Israelites! You are pigs! And soon we will put apples in your mouths and stick you in our toaster ovens!
Oh, yes, after we defeat you, you will be our slaves and you will have to fetch us our slippers!
Yes, and iron our trousers!
Oh, and wipe our little noses!
Aha! And scratch that spot on our backs we cannot reach no matter how hard we try! Don't you have anything to say?
Do you guys have any fried chicken? I've got a real hankering for fried chicken.
Yeah, me too.
This is going to be easier than we thought. You know, I think I can save us all a lot of time. How about if we bring out our strongest man, and you bring out your strongest man, and they will fight. If our champion beats your champion, you will be our slaves. But if your champion defeats us, we will be your slaves. What do you think about that?
Well, the Israelites were getting kind of tired of the yelling, and the Philistines did seem a little on the small side, so King Saul agreed.
That seems like a reasonable idea. All right, we agree. Send out your champion.
Hey, Goliath!
We'll be back with more Dave and the Giant Pickle after this break.
And now it's time for The Blues with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings the blues.
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna lay down some blues. All sunshine and roses, no rain came my way. I said, all sunshine and roses, no rain came my way. Mm-mm. My dad bought me ice cream. Oh, happy, 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 happy. happy day. I ate up that ice cream, got some on my face. That's right, right on my face. I said, I ate up that ice cream, got some on my face. Got some on the table. Happy, sticky, happy, sticky, happy, happy, sticky, happy place.
Hey, ma'am, what you doing?
I'm singing the blues.
Oh, ma'am, the blues is for singing when you feel sad.
But I don't feel sad.
Man, you got no business singing the blues. Here, let me help you out. Take this.
Cool, ice cream. Thanks.
Now give me back that ice cream.
You took my ice cream, you took it from me. You took my ice cream, you took it away from me.
Oh, yeah, now you're getting it. Now listen up.
But I'm still not sad. I'll just have a cookie.
No, 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 man. You almost had it. Come on, like this. You took away my ice cream. You took it away from me. My sweet, creamy ice cream. I don't care about no cooking. Now try it again.
My cookies and ice cream. They both gone away.
That's right. Feel it.
My cookies and ice cream, they both gone away.
Oh, sweet, man. Sweet.
But that don't bother me none. I got me my freshly baked strudel.
What?
Strudel?
Man, you can't say strudel in the blues. That don't even rhyme.
Well, what about poodle? Because I got a poodle.
Oh, no, don't tell me you're going to eat that poodle.
No, I'm just going to pet him. Petting poodles makes me happy.
Sorry, man. You way too happy to sing the blues.
Hello? Would you like to poker?
Sure. Don't got no ice cream, no cookies, no strudel. Don't got no ice cream, no cookies, no strudel. But I'm yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady happy. Just here with my poodle. That's right. Oh yeah, I'm yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady happy too. Just me and my poodle.
This has been the Blues with Len. Tune in next time to...
Oh, never mind. Larry's not likely to be singing the blues again anytime soon.
Who will I fight?
The Israelites were so terrified of Goliath that they all ran away and hid.
Nobody will fight. I'll come back tomorrow.
And that's exactly what he did. Goliath came back the next day, and the next day, and the next day for 40 days. But every time he showed up, all the Israelites ran away and hid. Finally, Jesse started to worry about his boys, so he sent little Dave to the battlefield with some food. Now, Dave got to King Saul's camp just about the time Goliath was going to come out, so all the Israelites were hiding.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Shh! He'll hear you.
Who?
Him! That big pickle over there.
Who will fight me?
Well, who's gonna fight him?
What are you, nuts? He'd have us for lunch! Speaking of which, what'd you bring us?
Here you go.
Pizza.
Oh, cheese in the crust. That's tremendous.
Come on, guys. Have you forgotten? We're the children of God.
The what?
The children of God. They had always known that if God was on their side, no one could stand against them.
Wow.
But King Saul and his men were so scared of big, tall Goliath.
Oh, dear.
Larry, you've got something on your,
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Once again, no one would answer Goliath's challenge.
Oh, no one to fight. They told me that you are the children of God. You are cowards. I come back tomorrow.
I can't believe you're letting him say that! Somebody's gotta do something!
What are you gonna do, Dave? Remember, you're a little guy! Leave this big stuff to us big people!
Do you think he saw me?
No, you're okay.
Phew!
Well, Dave knew exactly what he had to do, so he went straight to King Saul and announced his plan.
I will fight Goliath!
King Saul took the news rather well.
I'm sorry, my ears must be failing. I could have sworn I heard you say that you'd fight Goliath. But you didn't say that, did you?
Yes, I did!
Oh, I say, that's very kind, but let's be reasonable. You are a tiny little fellow, and, well, Goliath, he's enormous. No, 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 that's a job for a big person, not a little boy like you. You're not going to sing, are you? Couldn't you just play your harp and I'll throw things at you? Oh. What you're saying? All right, I understand. Now, let's suppose that this is true. You still look rather wimpy, but I know what we can do. Just step behind this curtain. It will only take a minute. There's a closet in the corner, and you'll like what I've got in it. You'll find my royal armor there. Now, Danny, put it on. Yes, now you'll look much bigger when the battle lines are drawn. One more thing you'll need, I think. Pick up my royal sword. It's a big one and a beauty. The best we could afford. Once you've got it all together, I think you will agree. You're bound to do much better if you try to look like me.
Oh, dear.
You know, I think maybe I should just be plain old me.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose. But have you seen Goliath? Why, he's
He's big, but that's bigger. And when I think of him, that's when I figure.
With his help, little guys can do big things.
Into.
Oh, dear.
Well, Dave wasn't exactly sure what he was getting into, but he knew God would be there with him. So he went down to a stream and found 5 smooth stones. Then he went back to the camp and waited for Goliath.
Who will fight me?
I will fight you, Goliath!
You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say that sounded like Dave.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say that looks like Dave.
Huh? Dave?
Goliath was equally surprised.
Who said that?
I did!
Huh? Whoa, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?
I don't exactly know what you mean, but you are not a dog. You are a really big guy that wants to beat me up. And I come at you not with sticks,
We will see who defeats who. Now we fight.
It's showtime!
To Dave that they all ran away and hid, and Israel was saved. And that's the story of Dave, a really little guy who did a really big thing.
Was fantastic.
See, Jacob, you don't have to worry about being little. Little guys can do big things, too.
I say.
We're out of time. Thanks for coming to my house. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Cheerio.
Have you even been to England?
I picked up my accent by watching real British people in movies, like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
He isn't British. He was just pretending.
What? He's so good. I bet he fooled all England. Hello, Mary Poppins.
Are there any other accents you could work on?